that's a really good point, because there is a lot going on in this area, but even with Google Maps, you can't tell what the things are. But it's all industrial.
Yeah.
And so there's something different about the angles at which and what it's hitting as compared to something more natural here.
And also, this is different because it's spilling over.
Mm-hmm.
So here, water's coming over, and then it's kind of bouncing around in there. So your active flow, your really fast flow, is still through here.
Yeah.
Right? So even though all this stuff is going on, the majority of the water is still all in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So here, it's not, it's still obviously flowing, and it's bouncing, but it's not moving at the pace that this is.
Yeah.
So this, you're still going to see a lot of those streamlines going down.
That's a really good point, is to try and convey the force is moving through. It's kind of spilling out, and it's kind of jiggling around here, but it's still, and it will continue to.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, I see this line as it's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of says, okay, there's all this chaos going on, it kind of spills out. But this, I think, is important, that it still shows there's still kind of a definite straight pattern. Like, this is all happening, but this is still really where most of the action is.
Yeah, and this kind of slows your eye down as well, because there's so many different competing lines and converging flow. It kind of stops your eye from traveling to any one place, which is quite good, because that's kind of what's happening. It's just kind of bunching up. Whereas here, I need to concentrate on continuing the eye's movement downwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Actually, what happens is these are the tops of the buildings that you saw on the other drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the water continues to flow into this industrial area here. This is the road.
And this is the edge of it.
Yeah, that's the end.
So this is where it's going to be a little less chaotic.
It'll kind of...
Because it's going to start to... It'll be more active flow there, and here it's going to kind of slow down and sit.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll still have some of that, but it's not going to be as... You might not want your lines as tight.
Yeah.
So it might just be sitting a little bit more.
That's nice. And then that'll also make the other reverberation area more clear, because it won't be reverberating. Once I get down to these, it will have settled in. Yeah.
Because even same with this, like, as you start to get further away, like, it's going to be a little crazier when it first spills and comes into here, but then it's going to... You know, it's wet, but it should start to slow down a bit before you get away.
Yeah, because the guys today said that this bit here was crazy. It was like a river. It said it was really fast.
Yeah.
A really strong flow right through here and actually covering this whole area here. And it kind of works when you look at...
Well, and that's where that line that was coming down on the other piece, that kind of break.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can see that.
There.
Like this?
That's
likely what they're describing, is that line is probably somewhere in here where it was really coming fast, and then you have this crazy constriction here where it's all going to swing in and cause some...
Because this is a berm. This is a wall, pretty much. So all this water here was kind of forced again through,
and then here, if it's coming off the end of this, you're going to see some swirls happening in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, come off there and then just, shoot.
Yeah, because this is a channel, but it's got a very high wall, so even though the water was flooded, it would still be bouncing off that side and coming back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be crazy going bang and then bang at the same time. Yeah.